Wonderful Holy Spirit, I welcome you here this day to reveal Jesus to our hearts. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the anointing, Master. I give you the glory even now for what you've already done. In Jesus' name. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Go over to verses 10. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Go to chapter 3 of Jonah. Verses 1, 2, and 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, of 3 days' journey. What I'd like to teach today is running from God's purpose to do your own. Running from God's purpose to do your own. The story of Jonah is a very interesting story because it deals with a prophet who was being commissioned by God for a task. And I want you to notice something in the book of Jonah, because Jonah was a bigot Jew. I would like to say that Jonah was one who had respect to persons, one who had his people picked as to who he felt like he would deal with and those that he would not deal with. But you know, when you're dealing with God, God has no choosers and picks. There is no respect of persons with God. Yet oftentimes, we as humans may have respect of persons. Now, we may have people that we like being around, people that we don't like being around, people that we like being in their company, people that we run from their company. But in the story of Jonah, we notice how, in verses 1, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Whenever the word of the Lord comes to us, God does not send his word to us just to be doing it. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. The Lord was sending his word to Jonah for a reason. And the reason was, there was a task that God wanted Jonah to do. See, God does not anoint us to be bench warmers, to wash dishes, to watch TV. God anoints us for service. And God would anoint us, then give us a word for a particular assignment. Now I want you to notice something. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, Arise, get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry, or preach, or minister to the people, for their wickedness is come up before me. Now, many have speculated that the Ninevites were dark-skinned people. And I've read how the Ninevites were people that were cannibalistic. They actually burned people at the stake. They practiced witchcraft. They practiced sorcery. There was just so much corruption and so many lawless things taking place in the city of Nineveh. And we see how God is giving Jonah a commission as well as a charge to go to Nineveh for a reason. See, God does not send us places just to be doing it. There is a reason. And oftentimes the Lord may not tell us in detail why He's sending us somewhere. We'll find out as we go. But the thing that God is looking for is obedience, whether we understand or not. It's a thing of us obeying Him. And if you notice, when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, God was not speaking in tongues. No, God talked and spoke where Jonah could understand exactly what He was saying. And this is what people need to know. People need to understand. The word must be so plain where even children can understand it. And God never sends His word complicated. He never sends His word where people leave out not understanding. And oftentimes when people leave places not understanding the word, it's not because it was God's fault. It's probably because the one who was delivering the word was not yielded to God. But now notice, let me get back to this. Running from God's purpose to do your own. Now God is instructing Jonah to get up and to go to Nineveh. Jonah, get up from where you're at. Go. And the place you're going is Nineveh. Once you get to Nineveh, minister to the people, because what the people are doing, to them, they see nothing wrong with it. The Bible says, the way of a man is right in his own eyes. Then the Bible goes on to say, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now God is telling Jonah to go to Nineveh and minister to the people because their wickedness. During the time of Noah, God literally smelled the stench of sin that was being practiced during Noah's time. And here we see a repeat of history, how God is telling Jonah, I literally smell, I not only see what the people are doing, I literally smell the aroma of the sins that's being practiced in Nineveh. Now, judgment comes as a result of sin. Sin brings or bears or carries its own judgment. And Jonah was upset, not willing to go to do what he knew God was giving him to do. Now watch this, verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee. He obeyed partially, but then again, there's no partial obedience. There must be complete obedience. Listen to me. Complete obedience brings the anointing. If there's incomplete obedience, there will be no anointing. This case with Saul. Saul told Samuel, I have obeyed the Lord. He did partially what God told him to do. God is not looking for us to partially obey Him. God is looking for complete obedience. And until we completely obey God, God cannot anoint us like He desires. And notice, Jonah got up, number one. Number two, he ran unto Tarshish. Notice, from the presence of the Lord. It's just like when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. Adam called himself hiding from God behind the trees. So when God comes in the cool of the day, He called, Adam, where art thou? Adam said, I was afraid and I hid myself. It's not that God did not know where Adam was at physically. God was asking Adam, where are you now spiritually? You're not where you used to be, Adam, because you did something you had no business. Now watch this. Jonah rose up, number one. Number two, he ran unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, which really, that's totally impossible. I don't care where you go at. When you're running from God's purpose to do your own, you will never, ever have peace. Never. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you go around. I don't care who prophesied to you. When you know that God has called you to do something, and you're running from God's purpose to do your own, you will constantly be running, 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 running. Never have joy. Never have peace. Always confused. And notice, you'll constantly run, run, run until you run yourself out. And went down to Joppa. Now Jonah ran from the purpose that God had ordained for him. He was running from the place God wanted him to go. And he went somewhere else that God did not tell him to go. I remember in the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul had desired to go to Bithynia and to Asia, but the Holy Spirit would not allow Paul to go to Bithynia or to Asia. And then Paul got the vision of the man in Macedonia saying, come over here and help us. The point I want to stress is simple. Paul yielded to God's purpose. Paul could have just went to Asia, went to Bithynia, yet the saints there or the people there needed the word. But there was a greater need in Macedonia. And what God is trying to get Jonah to see, there's a greater need in Nineveh. I didn't tell you to go to Joppa. You went to Joppa on your own. And I'm going to show you what happened when we do things on our own. Watch this. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid. See, when you're not doing what God has given you to do, when you know what it is, it's going to cost you. Not just money. It's going to cost you sleep. It's going to cost you friends. You'll find where people that used to be around you will start staying away from you. It would be like instinctively. Why? Because whenever you disobey God, there's a mark on you. And people sense that. You like bad news, per se. So Jonah paid the fare. He had to pay for his own trip. Whatever God sends you somewhere, he will provide. Now watch something. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them. See, when you're doing your purpose and not God, you'll find yourself getting away from saints and people that can benefit your life, and you'll find yourself hanging around people that don't even have God on their mind. You'll find yourself hanging around people that's in the world that's talking about what those in the church are doing. And what Jonah did, he went to go with them unto Tarshish. Watch this. From the presence of the Lord. You have to watch the company that you keep. And when you're running from God's presence to do your own, you'll find yourself in a company of people that profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. You'll find yourself around people that's criticizing preachers, criticizing the church, talking about what folk in the church are doing. And you know what? It won't even bother you. Why? Because number one, you're in rebellion. Number two, you're disobeying, and you know what God was saying. You know the place that God was telling you to go, and yet you would not go. So now you're hanging with people that's not in God's presence, but now you're comfortable being out of God's presence. See, when you've been in God's presence and you're no longer there, you can't be comfortable. And then when you start becoming comfortable out of God's presence, the enemy has slipped the rug from under your feet, and now you got a counterfeit, and you don't even know. You now will start having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You've tasted God's presence. You know what it feels like. You know what it is to be in His presence. But when you begin to do your own thing, run from God's purpose to do your own, you'll be with people that don't even know about God's presence, and then you find yourself being comfortable with them. The conversations that they're having, you'll find yourself laughing at them, and then you'll find yourself injecting something in what they're saying that's not godly. Running from God's presence or God's purpose to do your own. Look at verse 10. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? Now get this. Those individuals that was on that ship that Jonah paid the fare to get on, they asked Jonah, Why have you ran from God's purpose to do your own? See, God don't always have to use a saint or believer to tell you things. God sometimes, believe this or not, God sometimes will use them folk that you're hanging around that's not saved to say something to you that'll bring conviction to you. Yet they're still not saved. If God can speak through a jackass to warn His prophet, don't tell me that God can't use whoever He may choose to. And it's not even saying these people are saved. But just like these men ex Jonah, why have you done this? Why have you ran from the purpose that you know God has for your life? You know God sent you somewhere else, man. Why in the world are you on this ship with us? And you'll find yourself going to places where folk will say, you don't belong here. You even look different. You don't even act like us. Why are you trying to do what you're doing? I've experienced that in my life. When a person came up to me and told me some things that wasn't even saved. And I said, Lord, I know that's you. That person had no idea what they said. Person walks up to me and tells me something. I'm like, Lord, I hear you talking to me through this person. Yet this person ain't even got you on their mind. And these men asked Jonah, why have you done this? For the men knew that he ran from the presence of the Lord. Watch this. Because he had told them. You have to be careful when you're around telling people, I know God has something for me to do. I know God wanted me to go somewhere. I know God wanted me to go to this church. But yet I'm not going. That would be hell against you. And get this. The fact that you know. You hear what Jonah say? These men say Jonah told them, I ran from God's purpose to do my own. Now I want you to watch something here. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. I don't have time to go into this whole story, but I want to bring out some points here. Running from God's purpose to do your own. Number one, Jonah got up. Number two, he ran unto Tarshish. Number three, he went down to Joppa. Number four, he found a ship. Number five, he paid the fare. Number six, he went into the boat. Number seven, he went with people that he did not know. Number eight, he went to sleep. Isn't it something for Jonah to have the nerve to go to sleep knowing that he's not doing what he heard God tell him to do? Oftentimes, we can play with the mercy of God. We can play with the grace of God. We can make confessions. I know the Lord has called me to do such and such, but yet I know I'm running. I don't want to submit to God. I don't want to yield to God. But do you not know in this story, as a result of Jonah getting on that boat with those individuals suffered as a result of Jonah's disobedience? Don't you ever think, when you run from God's presence to do your own, that you will suffer by yourself? Those you come in contact with will feel that. Your family will suffer. Your children will suffer. And get this. I want to talk to you heads of homes. When you're not doing what God has given you to do, when you as the head, the man, not obeying God, your wife and your children won't obey you. Neither the folk in the church who you at will obey you. Why? Because you're not obeying God. And as long as you disobey God, your wife won't obey you. Your children won't obey you. But the moment you start obeying God and telling God yes, your wife will say yes, honey. Your children will say yes, daddy. We will listen to you. See, the way you feel when your children and your wife don't obey you is the way God feels when you don't obey Him. And those men suffered because of Jonah's disobedience. And in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. See, God has a way of getting our attention because of His love, His kindness. And we need to understand something, that time is so short. Men are dying. Men are going to hell, is right. And it's not God's will that men perish, but that all men come to repentance. But God needs vessels that He can channel Himself and His Word through that will reach those that's on the verge of perishing. He needs individuals that will yield themselves to Him and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. What will you have me to do? And when you ask the Lord, what will He have you to do? Listen. Continue to seek Him. And day by day, He will begin to unfold to you. Notice. Then shall you know, if you follow on to know the Lord. We will come to know, day by day, what the Lord really has ordained for us to do. And the reason why many of us are not coming to know what the Lord will have us to do is because we're no longer seeking Him, but we're seeking words from men. When you seek God, God may give a word to a person to give to you. But when you're not seeking God, you will get every word than the word you really need to hear. And some of you need to be told to get somewhere and be still because you're running too much. You think you're going from church to church. Is God got you doing that? God is saying you need to get somewhere and get seasoned and get settled and get stationed and get some roots about yourself. You can't help nobody being a church hopper, hopping from church to church and this church and that church. And God got me going there. No, God ain't got you doing all that ripping and running. You're doing it on your own. Why? Because you're running from God's purpose to do your own. That's your own purpose, to be going to this church and that church. You won't get somewhere and be taught. You won't submit yourself to leadership. You won't obey authority. Yet you're wondering why you have in trouble with people listening to you. People will never obey what you say. Because why? As long as you disrespect authority, as long as you disobey leadership, you will never be a leader for God. And what will happen? You'll find yourself running and you're in rebellion and you'll find yourself ministering to people and people are not being fed. You're wounding people. You're hurting people and yet you don't even know it. Why? Because you're running from God's purpose. And God's purpose is, first of all, to teach you, to train you, equip you, anoint you, and then send you. You don't just get saved and run out there today. You don't get saved today, then preach tomorrow. You get saved today and be taught how to live. You get taught how to follow instructions. When God called me to preach, I had to clean up the church. That's old-fashioned in this modern day we're living in now. You don't hear that anymore today. But that taught me principles. That taught me about humility, how to humble yourself down and clean up the edifice. You call to preach, clean up the church. God will deal with you. God will minister to you. God will prepare you for ministry through you serving. But if you're too high and mighty to clean up a church, God can't use you to do nothing for Him. See, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Running from God's purpose to do your own. And God has a very strange way of perfecting your life. God has a very an orthodox way of teaching you, of training you, of developing your life. And sometimes the leader that God will place you under will do things towards you that might look stupid. And many times he don't know what he's doing. He's just following God. But in the process, God is making you the person that he ordained for you to be. If you can take the heat, then you can now come in the kitchen. But if you can't take the heat, go sit on the front step till you're ready. All right, let me move on here. Running from God's purpose to do your own. And I want you to notice something here. In this story, in chapter 3, we notice how Jonah was given another chance by God. See, God is the God of the second chance. Sometimes you can be running from God for years. Running from a call, running from a purpose, running from a task that you know God is putting in your heart to do. And see, God is long-suffering with us. But see, here come a time when God say, hold it. Either you're going to do what I'm giving you to do, or I'm going to just leave you alone. Either you do what I'm giving you to do, or you're going to do your own thing. And you know the sad part about it? There are many folk out there doing their own thing that God don't have them doing. That's why so many people are being messed up. Because folk have went that God did not send. Because they wouldn't be prepared by him. So Jonah get a second chance by God to go to Nineveh. And I want you to see the fruit of this. So Jonah this time go to Nineveh and he began to preach. And I want to drop down to Jonah chapter 3. Watch this. Verse 6. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he got up from his throne and laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be published and proclaimed through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them neither feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. In verses 10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented or changed his mind of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. What God was trying to get Jonah to see was simple. Man, what you've been through, you could have avoided it. And many of what you are suffering today, you could have avoided the pain and the agony and the heartache that you're going through if you only say yes to God's will and stop doing your own. And what Jonah went through was because of his rebellion, his disobedience, and yet Jonah loved God. But Jonah did not want to suffer anything. But get this, the fact that he didn't want to suffer, he wound up suffering worse than he can even imagine. See, you will suffer more disobeying God than you would obeying God. And yes, there will be suffering when you obey God. But it'll be worse when you're in rebellion against God. And Jonah got a second chance. Jonah preached. 120,000 people turned their lives over to the Lord. Jonah was still upset. But let me close with this teaching. Running from God's purpose to do your own. And there are many of you that's listening to me today. You know the hand of God is upon your life. You know God has called you. You know God has ordained you. But now understand something. The fact that God may call you doesn't mean he's right now quickening and just running or sending you out. No. When God calls, he qualifies. When God qualifies, he's equipping. Then God anoints. Then God sends you. There's an appointed time that God will send you for to minister. In the book of Mark, the Bible speaks about how when Jesus chose the 12, that they should, number one, be with him, and number two, that he might send them forth to preach. But the main thing was that they would be with Jesus. They would spend time in prayer, spend time in his word, spend time in Bible study, be faithful to church attendance, be faithful to the leader that God placed them under. And in the process, he might send you forth to preach. He might do it. The possibility may be he don't. But then again, he might just do it. It depends on you as a person. Everybody's not the same. Some people learn faster than others. But don't compare yourself with nobody. But my friend, if you're running from God's purpose to do your own, stop today and say, Lord, I surrender all. Forgive me from running from you. I yield my life to you. I rededicate myself to you. And notice what Jonah did in chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I vow. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah was repenting. He was letting God know, I'm sorry for running from your purpose to do my own. I will sacrifice unto you. I will pay. I will do what you're calling me to do. And the Lord caused the trouble that had Jonah swallowed up to let him go. And until you give it to God, until you surrender to God, the trouble that you're facing will continue to hold you and bring you down and down and down and down. But God wants to lift you above that. And then God wants to establish you and perfect the things that concern your life. But you must take the step in saying, Lord, I will no longer run from you. What we are dealing with is running from God's purpose to do your own. Running from God's purpose to do your own. And we're dealing with Jonah, a prophet, who was commissioned by God to go to Nineveh. But yet Jonah went to a place that God did not ordain or send him or even thought about sending him. And there are many of you that's listening to me today. You're just like Jonah. I know what it is to be like Jonah. To run from God's purpose to do my own. To do what I want to do. You know, don't let nobody tell you that you have a preacher head. And you look like a preacher. That does not mean, because you may have a preacher head, which I have no idea what that is, that means God's going to call you to preach. No. God told Ezekiel, son of man, I have made thee a watchman. It ain't got a thing to do with your head. Whether your head is square, round, or peg, or pointy, that ain't got a thing to do with God calling you to preach. And then God tells Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I, God, ordained you as a prophet unto the nation. It ain't got a thing to do with how Jeremiah head looked. And there's so many people have been deceived and pushed out into ministry that God didn't even think about calling them to that. They've been coaxed and encouraged to do. But you see, if God didn't call you, time is going to tell. But see, Jonah was running from God's purpose to do his own. And I want you to notice something in chapter 4 of Jonah. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. You know, you would wonder, after this man, number one, run from God's purpose to do his own. He gets on a boat. He goes to sleep. There's trouble on the boat because of Jonah. The men throw him off the boat. A whale swallow him up. The whale carried Jonah to the bottom of the mountains. God said, "Pop, don't move." The whale obeyed God, yet we call them dumb animals. Yet the whale did not move for 3 days. Brought Jonah to the depth of the ocean floor, where it was dark and cold. Yeah, we know that was symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But I want you to kind of picture this in your mind. A fish actually swallowing a man alive. Yet Jonah was in the heart of this fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah began to pray while in trouble. And you notice something in chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed. Why do we wait till trouble comes to pray? See, as long as things are going fine, we should be seeking God and crying out to God and sending up prayers and making great and heavy deposits. I know the Bible says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But now the trouble that Jonah has gotten into, nobody caused that trouble to come but himself. So Jonah now, in the belly of this fish, is praying. And I hear many of you out there, you're crying, you're wondering, Lord, when am I going to get out of this? When am I going to get out? When you surrender to God? When you stop running from God's purpose doing your own? And notice in chapter 4, Jonah was mad. He was upset. God just saved these Ninevites, people that he wanted God to destroy. Listen, when God saved us, he saved us for a purpose. He saved us for a reason. God saved us to be instruments whereby he can use and work through us to reach those others that don't know him. And I have a serious problem with people who claim to be saved who don't want to see other people saved. I sometimes question whether or not they actually saved. And here it is, Jonah is mad because God saved these folk rather than destroying them. That shows you how messed up he was. His attitude was messed up. His mentality was messed up. His heart was still not right. Because anytime God used him in a fruitful ministry where the people of Nineveh turned from sin, their practices, and Jonah got the audacity to sit there getting mad with God, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? That's why I fled from you. That's the reason why I ran. Because I didn't want to see these folks spared. Because they ain't right. What they're doing ain't right. Yet God knew what they was doing which wasn't right. But what Jonah wasn't seeing was what he was doing was just as wrong as what the people of Nineveh was doing. See, oftentimes we try to measure sin. How long their sin is or how dark their sin is. All unrighteousness is sin. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. And what Jonah is trying to justify himself before God with is, see, that's why I ran from you. Because, see, I know the way you are. You are gracious God. You are loving God. And if people hear your word, if people know that you love them and you died to set them free, they're going to change. And these particular people here, I wanted you to just kill them. And you know, it's sad to say that there are many people today with that same attitude like Jonah. They're praying that God will destroy folk rather than save them. But something Jesus told the disciples, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus' disciples during his day had an attitude problem because Jesus had purpose to go to Jerusalem. And many of the people in this particular place would not be receptive or not receive him. And when James and John got there, they said, Master, do you want us to call down fire from heaven like Elijah did and consume these folk because they wouldn't receive you? They had the wrong attitude. But Jesus turned to rebuke them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And here it is, Jonah's telling God, that's why I ran from you, because I didn't want to see these folks saved. And my friend, if you are saved and you have the attitude of Jonah that you don't want to see folks saved, you need to go back. Don't get to the altar. Get under the altar and say, Lord, change my heart because my heart ain't right. And that's the reason why you're like you are. Because you see, you have this in your heart. You have certain people picked like Jonah. God has saved this one, but he overlooked that one. See, Jesus died for the sin of the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And my friend, as I close with this message on today, running from God's purpose to do your own. There are many of you that's out there listening to me today. You know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has a call upon your life. You've even said like Jonah in chapter 1, verses 10, because he had told them. Jonah told the people that he was on the ship with exactly what he was doing. He told those men, I'm running from God's purpose to do my own. I don't want to do what God has just told me to do. I don't want that. I want to live my own way. I want to do my own thing. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. I'm grown. Can't nobody run my life. Can't nobody rule my life. I make my own decisions. Which you are absolutely right. No one can do anything against your will. God does not make us do anything. God make known to us what he desires for us to do. And God has a will for every person's life. God has a plan. But the only ones that's coming to do God's plan is those that's seeking to know his plan. And you know, it's sad that there are so many people in the grave who have left this world without coming to know why God allowed them to be on this earth. And I think it's sad when people die never knowing why they was born. You're not born to do what you're doing. You're not on this earth to be selling drugs, using drugs, living in the ballrooms and dancing the night away. That's not God's will. You're doing your own thing. See, it's God's will that you be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It's God's will that you don't perish, but that all come to repentance. It's not God's will that you go to hell. Yet there are so many in hell and they're going to hell, but it's not God sending them. The choice that people are making or sending them there. And my friend, as I close, you're running from God's purpose to do your own. But if you don't know Jesus today, I invite you at this hour to bow your head wherever you are and repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you this day, a sinner, bound. Set me free. Forgive me of my sins and wash me in your blood. I realize I've been running from your purpose to do my own. I'm tired of doing my thing. Now help me to do and to accomplish your purpose and your task for me on this earth. Lord, teach me how to live for you. And I surrender all to you right now, wonderful Jesus. And I thank you now for coming into my heart, being the Lord of my life. And my friend, if you are saved already and you've been running from God's purpose, you need to repent and yield yourself. Because as I brought out, when Jonah got on that ship, those men suffered because of Jonah's disobedience. And you need to rededicate your life to God this day and say, Lord, I rededicate myself to you to do your will, to do your purpose, to do your plans for my life. My friend, you've been in tune to Knowing the Truth broadcast with Elder Ernest Forrester. If you would like a copy of this tape in its entirety, just write to me today and let me know if you would like a copy of this tape. And while you're writing, let me know if this ministry, this broadcast is reaching you, if it's helping you. So until then, until next time, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May God bless you and keep you. Until again.